call this special meeting of Amherstburg Town Council to order. Sorry for the delay, everyone out there watching. As luck would have it, of course, there's always some technical difficulties on the first meeting. That said, is there any disclosure of pecuniary interest? Sorry, the clerk has to do a roll call first. Go ahead.
Thank you. When I call upon your name, please indicate that you are present. Councillor Courtney?
Here.
Councillor MacArthur?
Here.
Deputy Mayor Milosh?
Here.
Councillor Prue?
Here.
Councillor Reno?
Here.
Councillor Simone?
Here.
And Mayor DiCarlo?
Here. Okay, now is there any disclosure of pecuniary interest? Okay, seeing none, that brings us to why we're here. 3.1, the electronic meeting participation. Amendment to bylaw 2014-91. And it says it is recommended that bylaw 2020-029, being a bylaw to amend procedural bylaw 2014-91, to permit for electronic participation during a period of emergency, be taken as having been read three times and finally passed, and the mayor and clerk be authorized to sign the same. So on the motion, anyone speak or move? Moved by Councillor Courtney and Councillor MacArthur. And is there any discussion on the matter? Councillor Prue?
Yes, if you would be so kind, on page 7, which is 3.10 C2, it reads as follows: any problems, technical or others, arising from the electronic access for members, which prevents a member from hearing, seeing, knowing, voting, or otherwise participating in the meeting, shall not invalidate any vote unless quorum of the remaining members is lost at the time of vote. I do have some problem with this, in as much as an example, if the vote is 3-2, with two people somehow shut out, there is no way of knowing how those two would have voted. If it was 4-1, it wouldn't matter because the final vote would have been 4-3 at best. But if it's 3-2 and two are shut out through no fault of their own, I don't see how that could remain valid. It would seem to me that those two should be contacted, however, and if that is not possible, that the item should be held, or that those two be given an opportunity at the next meeting to reopen, because otherwise there is no possible way of knowing how the vote would have gone down. And I do acknowledge if it was 4-1 and two are missing, you don't have to do that. But if it's close enough that the two would have made a difference, or even if one would have made a difference, then I think it behooves us to do the right thing and to open up that possibility, or allow, you know, to not deal with it, or have it reopened at the next meeting.
This is a good question for explanation, because that is correct. Yes, that would be a circumstance where myself as the chair would consider that a problem vote, because as you said, it could have turned out 3-3, and so the vote would not continue in that respect. My expectation would be the first thing we would do is actually delay the vote. In case it was just technical difficulty, that person just fell off their connection there, and give them a couple minutes to reconnect. We would also check the audio on that vote, which is what we've done at a county level as well, and we could ask audibly how the person would like to vote to ensure that they're given the opportunity to vote, and then save and accept not being able to get any communication. And that vote could change the outcome, then yes, indeed, we would not vote on that matter until we could either reestablish a connection with that member or until the next meeting when it could could be dealt with properly. But our goal, hoping that we won't have to do this too much longer, but we might have a few like this, is to make sure that ultimately everyone is given as much opportunity as possible to vote on the motion. And then, of course, like I said, whatever that means, we have to do to make sure it's valid. Now, if it were, as you said, not going to result in a tie, then we would likely just continue, as it wouldn't change the outcome of the vote. But if any vote could be changed by the lack of someone's ability to vote, then yes, we absolutely would not continue in that respect. And Council Prue?
Thank you for the explanation. Yes, I do acknowledge. I just, when I saw this, that's the first thing that came to my mind, but you have explained it, and I am satisfied with the balance.
We discussed it, and I think it would be, I mean, we could try and word it, but the other things, I'd want to make sure that everybody understood it more than we had it worded that way, but I think we have it on record now anyway, that that is our intention of how we intend on understanding that position. Deputy Mayor?
This would only apply if the individual was present at roll call.
It would be no different than any other meeting in that if someone were late for a meeting, they would just be late for a meeting. As long as they were here for the vote, they were, you know, they were here in attendance. Again, I fully expect with technology and depending on everyone's connection that we may experience some issues now and then. And, you know, if we do, we will treat it as close to a regular meeting, let's call it, as possible. So in that respect, I would see it no differently than someone was running late, but was here for the purposes of voting on the issue. Okay, is there any other questions or comments? All right, then just if you could just show your hand, all those in favor. Okay, motion carried. Thank you. That brings us to the next item, which is the Emergency Preparedness Information Report. 3.2, it is recommended that the report from the CEMC Fire Chief dated March 29, 2020 be received for information. And I believe we have the Chief, and he probably wants to speak to it. Chief, are you there?
I am, thank you, Your Worship. No need to speak to it other than hopefully the information contained in the report helps to clarify misinformation out in the public forum. I can assure council that staff are working as hard as I've ever seen them since I've been with the municipality. They have accomplished much. In fact, quite specifically, they have been tasked with 129 different tasks associated with dealing with both the COVID-19 situation as well as our preparation for potential flooding later on in the year. And the overwhelming majority of those tasks are either completed or are well on their way and are simply ongoing items. The staff involved certainly take public safety extremely seriously, and hopefully this helps clarify some of the misinformation in terms of what's gone on in the past.
Councilor Courtney, I see your hand.
Deputy Mayor can go first. I saw his hand first.
Okay, Deputy Mayor.
Thank you. I guess one question to Bruce. There's been comments about training of individuals with regards to emergency preparedness, and I was wondering if you could comment on that.
Sure. Thank you for the question through you, Your Worship. we maintain a organizational readiness dashboard, which is a quick glance at the training and the suitability of those individuals involved in the emergency 3 of the 24 positions and departments within the municipality identified have completed all of the training necessary, and that in addition to those 24 individuals from the chief administrative officer down, in addition to that, there are 16 additional staff who act as scribes during the management of an event, or there's a maximum of 16. Not all of them, of course, are utilized all at one time, and they have all received their scribe training as well as additional training on note-taking. In addition to that, the province requires me as the community emergency management coordinator to validate annually the level of training for all members of the community control group, including the mayor and his alternate, which would be you, deputy mayor, and the mayor. And the areas that I am responsible for acknowledging for all CCG members, including those two additional positions, is I am required to validate the knowledge of all components of the municipal emergency management program, including but not limited to the municipal HIRA, which is our hazard identification and risk assessment, as well as the annual updates to our critical infrastructure list. I have to ensure a demonstration of their knowledge in the municipal emergency response plan, including their specific roles and responsibilities identified in the plan and what additional roles they may have in a response. I'm required to ensure demonstration of knowledge of the procedures used to activate and operate under the municipal emergency response plan, the knowledge of the notification procedures used within the plan to notify members of the community control group when the plan is activated, and their knowledge of the location, the communications infrastructure and technology within our emergency operations center. And I can tell you in the time that I have been here, I have been able to validate the demonstration of those competencies in addition to all of the training that's been undertaken by the other 24 that I previously referenced.
Thank you.
Councilor Courtney.
Thank you, Mayor DiCarlo. Through you to the chief, I just want to say thanks for the report. Obviously, during these crazy times, pandemics and emergency response, it's something, a topic like this doesn't usually pop up until stuff happens. So these questions were good. You answered them very thoroughly. And I know that if there's any more questions from residents, that you'll answer them in the transparent way that you did. So I appreciate the report. It's very detailed. And again, it's easy to sit back and go, what's happening? What's our town doing? You guys have, as like I said, taken charge of the situation, and I'm very proud. And again, it's probably always fine-tuning, because every emergency is different, right? Whether it be a tornado or flood or so. Thank you for your hard work to administration and to you, Mr. Mayor, and to you, Chief.
Thank you.
Thank you. Councilor Prue.
Yes, I think all of us got an email today, and I think I'd like the Chief to answer it. I know he can. There was a couple of statements made. One is that council confirmed the old council of 2013 confirmed the old group on December 16th, 2013. It was reported in the RHDT on the 18th of December 2013. And the other statement that was made is that the committee was never disbanded or dismissed. Can you comment on that, because that's not in the body of your report? And I know if it's not dealt with now, this will continue out there floating. So please comment on it.
Thank you, Councillor, through you, Your Worship. Yes, I received that same piece of correspondence about 5 minutes before the meeting. I've had a chance to review it, and I can tell you that the volunteer group that was a very valuable assistance to staffing the emergency information center. with other individuals involved, that when the school property was no longer made available to the municipality by the school board, that the equipment for the use of this group was removed and has since been disposed of. And all I can say to the question that came in just prior to council is, I'm not aware if they ever got official notification of the disbanding of the group, but I can tell you that they do not exist within the emergency response plan in terms of being identified as they would have been back in 2012, for example, and that certainly since I've been here, the group has not been referenced within the plan, are not utilized, and have not been included since the advent of new and additional technology, both in terms of the provincial information and answering service provided by 211, as well as a number of other technical advancements that have taken place in this community. And so they are no longer referenced. If they weren't properly discharged or disbanded, I can't speak to that. I guess I could apologize on behalf of my predecessors, but I can tell you that they do not exist in the current emergency response plan. And if council wishes me to do something proper and formal to advise them, I'd certainly take that as a direction.
Council Prue?
I think that would be very appropriate and a very nice gesture if you could advise them with oversight, just so that there is no no possibility of anyone saying that it still exists if they got some kind of formal letter from you saying it was oversight, but you've been disbanded. But now here's the letter, and the committee, everything that is happening is in absolutely excellent hands, and I for one think that we have to support the entire committee as it exists today, because they're doing the right thing, and not get into what happened 7 or 8 years ago. But I think a letter would assuage some of the feelings.
I'd be more than happy to do that based on direction of council.
And Councillor Courtney?
That being said, just because Councillor Prue brought it up, now this former committee, I believe, was the mandate was originated because of Fermi 2, and if somebody could answer that. I think that was the premise behind Lewisburg having this committee originally. Was that my understanding?
Through you, Your Worship, to the councillor, I believe they were established at the same time that the municipality once again showed the leadership within the province in terms of preparedness, driven by the issues surrounding being prepared should something happen at the Fermi nuclear generating station. Their role, however, I believe was outlined in the CAO's letter relative to providing that volunteer staffing to receive inquiries from the public, to answer questions, and to pass on information that would be directed to residents from the EOC and the decisions that were made by the community control group. Also to deal with rumors within the community, because obviously rumors can be a very destructive force. And so this group, I'm sure I wasn't around at the time, but from what I understand, speaking with those who were, that they were very, very useful in providing the public and the media with information necessary in terms of what might be happening with an emergency, beginning with Fermi, but over the years developing to much more than that. I understand that their training included some of the members of that committee, if not all of them. I just have not been able to locate records terms of receiving the basic emergency management course put on by the province at that time. And so they were a very dedicated group, did a lot of good things, as this community does It's unfortunate the way things have moved over the years relative to perhaps extending to this group a suitable amount of communication in terms of their role and so on and so forth. But if I can do anything to try and correct that, I'm certainly prepared to do that. But again, these were things that happened long before any of us around this table, I imagine, were involved. And so whatever we can do to bring them up to speed, to absolutely recognize them for the contribution that they made, I'd be happy to do that.
Chief, that being said, I do believe they did receive some formal training, and it was pretty regimental. Is there a way to utilize or reach out to them and gather information? I mean, maybe it was more specific to Fermi too, and I know that the town's moving forward with flooding now, and I mean, we had an earthquake there, a mild one there, 2 years back. But is there a way to utilize whatever resources they had from their training? Is there a way to reach out to them and even just pass on to our new group?
My understanding, certainly we can reach out to them and ask them for specifics regarding the training that they did receive. My understanding, it is the basic emergency management course, which is a 2-day program, and every single member of our current community control group has that course, dating back as far as 2008 from my records here, and certainly going forward, the most recent one member received that same program in 2019. Along with IMS 100, which is the incident management program training, and many of them have IMS 200. Several besides myself, of course, have the community emergency management coordinator training, as well as I believe I mentioned earlier the scribe training and note taking, as well as several participants on the group are thoroughly involved in business continuity planning and our notification protocols, and every single member currently has participated in our exercises going forward, and our exercises have been both tabletop exercises and hands-on training.
Okay, thank you, Chief.
You're welcome.
Councilor Prue, did you want to move the motion then with your amendment with the letter?
Absolutely, thank you very much. Yes, I will move the motion that we've received the report and request that Chief Montone send a letter to the former participants thanking them for the service in the past, that if necessary, apologizing that they were not amended. I leave it in his hands. I don't know what the letter has to say, but I do think something formal from this council needs to be done so that we can move on with the new committee that we have. So I would move that.
Second, Deputy Mayor. And if I could just ask Chief, maybe a little bit of information like you had in the report about why, you know, this, it seems to me it really is just an issue of technology and things changing. And I do recall being at the tail end of some of that committee and we were still using analog phones. It's become very different, but something along those lines, I think, definitely wouldn't hurt if you wouldn't mind.
Absolutely, I'd be happy to. I believe I shared some of that information in the report before you, but I'd be happy to do that. One of the huge advantages of technology, of course, is the fact that we no longer have to have a single set location for the public to receive vital information, as well as the media to reach out to us when things are happening. That is the beauty of technology, just like this evening, where we can provide it virtually and people can be in a variety of locations all at the same time.
Is there any other comments or questions on the motion? Okay, seeing none, all those in favor? Carried. And is there anything else we need to do? Okay, so motion to adjourn would be in order. Councillor Courtney, and second. Councillor Reno, all those in favor? Carried. And just before.